With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's welcome in Keith Smith from our Atlanta Falcons. Keith, bro, what's going on? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
Man, we are good. We're enjoying watching you guys compete the way you guys are, man. I mean, listen, I don't know if it's locker room conversation. You know, with Falcon fans, we're like, man, we should be 3-1 right now. Are you guys talking about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely a conversation that we understand the first couple weeks. We kind of beat ourselves, and we really had the teams on their heels, and we let them off the hook, so... I think that's just part of the game. It's the NFL. They make plays, too, and it is what it is. But I think we learn from those mistakes, and we're continuing to patch them up.
Now, you, sir, are an old head, as they say. You've been around the NFL for nearly a decade, and you got to see the old regime with Dan Quinn and now the new guy, Arthur Smith. What's the biggest difference? It seems from a fan standpoint, bro, that we are much more physical.
Yeah, I think it's just a different play style. Clearly, the offenses are different. You know, Art loves the big personnels, and you know, that's a fullback's best friend. So you know, I'm loving ball right now. Yeah, like you said, it's really just different play style. You know, we pride ourselves in how tough and physical we are, and that's kind of what we try and bring every week.
We're talking with Keith Smith, guys, fullback for our Atlanta Falcons. All right, so talk to us about this run game, man, because last week was ridiculous, and you guys are just – I mean, you're pounding guys, right? You're getting up in there. You're dropping a hammer on some of these linebackers. When they kept calling these run plays, were you like, damn, coach?
No, yeah. You know, like I said, it's a fullback's – dream this type of offense. So when we run in the rock, you know we happy, the O-line is happy, and it's just, you know, as long as we're moving the ball and winning games, I think that's all that matters. But you know, it's definitely exciting to be in the mix a lot. So it's been fun.
Keith, you weren't sucking air a little bit. Come on, 14 consecutive run plays, you were like come on.
No, that's what we practice for, you know, and I think coach does a good job of just preparing us that way, and we know how we practice, and we know what we got in this room, and that's kind of what we go into every week with.
Well, it's Keith Smith with us, guys, as Carl mentioned. California dude, played for San Jose State, for playing for the Cowboys and with us. The style of play that you just talked about, man, you keep this up, you could be like a Pro Bowler.
I mean, if it comes my way, then just all the blessing. But I'm just worried about getting these dubs, you know, trying to stack these wins so we can make a playoff run.
I mean, could you? I know wide receivers are always famous for it, but can you get in there like, yo, Marcus, I'm open? Do they ever let you release and get out there and make that catch?
Hey, like I said, as long as we moving the ball, I'm not even tripping.
You know what? Tell us about these Bucks, man. What are you seeing on film? What do you think about coming up, what you guys are going to see on Sunday?
You know, the Bucks always come with a tough defense, and it's going to be a big challenge for our offense. And I think our guys are excited, and we're just preparing just like every other team, and ready to get after those guys.
Is it something that you play against Tom Brady? This could be his final, season. Obviously, we think it's his final, unless he doesn't want to see his wife ever again. But do you say to yourself? Is it one of those things you get up for when you're playing one of those like legacy players, like a Brady?
Oh, I think that's just something that comes with the game, and I think that's, you can get caught up in that. But we just try and approach the week like it is, respect this game just like he is. He's one of the greats, but. You know, it's still football, so we just going to line up and do what we do.
All right, man. Help us out here, Keith. What's going on with Kyle Pitts, man? I mean, can we give him the ball a little bit more? I mean, what's the deal, and how do you guys feel? I know we feel really good about Drake and Pitts and all of our wide receivers, but just from an offensive standpoint, it's something that fans have been talking about. What would you say to fans that say, hey, can we get Pitts more involved?
You know, I'm not sure. I honestly, I think that's just the way our offense goes. We kind of spread the ball around to whoever's open and whoever gets the ball. You know, Pitts is doing a great job. I don't know, just because the stats aren't reflecting like
sure
fans would like it to. He's doing a hell of a job in the blocking game, and we're winning games. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know what more you could ask for.
Right. Coach always says, man, it's not a Madden game. It's not fantasy. So do you play Madden or do you play fantasy football?
Right.
Do you ever do? I mean, do you ever play? I mean, in Madden, I mean, I'm sure there's like, you got to be on a roster. But are you a Madden guy? Or you do all that stuff when you're kicking it at home.
If you've seen my Madden ratings, you wouldn't play Madden if you were me. So I don't even mess with it.
So is it worth? See, that's the thing, Carl. No respect for the fullback.
Wait a minute. All right, what are your ratings? I haven't even seen them. What are they?
Look it up.
I honestly don't even know what it is this year. Our media people had a little chart of our roster ratings, and I want to say I was in like the 60s or something disrespectful.
Oh, that is disrespectful.
That's overall rating of 61 on Madden 20.
Disrespectful. Keith, I'm with you, man. Who comes up with these ratings, right, Keith?
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to him, but I mean, it's all good, man. It's not as long as I ain't 68 overall in real life, that's all that
right
matters.
Right.
Well, you're not that's for sure. All right, man. By the way, Marcus, how you feeling about, you know, what he's been doing at quarterback?
He's doing a hell of a job. Quarterback's a lot to take on. He has to worry about a lot of different things, and he's conducting our offense down to the T. And regardless of mistakes here and there that happen, that happens to every player on the field. And Marcus is doing a great job, and I think we're rolling right now. And you just keep continuing to get better every week.
I know that everybody leads with their own different style. What kind of a leader is Marcus?
Marcus is just a real poised person. You know, he's very, very well-rounded and very humble. And I think that he's more of a leader by action and what he does. And I think guys appreciate that. And he's definitely got all the team and the players' respect.
All right, you going to blow Devin White up for me this weekend?
Man, I'm blowing whoever's in my way. That's the plan.
All right, man, I'm just asking.
We appreciate you being a good sport with some of these questions, bro. But we're fans, man, so we get pretty hyped up for this.
Get Devin for me, will you? Just one time? Appreciate you, man. Thank you for stopping by, Keith.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.